From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tens of thousands of Yemenis gathered in the rebel-controlled capital Sana'a Sunday, marking the second anniversary of the intervention of the Saudi-led coalition on the side of the government forces against Houthi rebels. Saeed al-Hidari said, "Our will and resistance is more powerful than Saudi rockets, planes, and weapons. The conflict has left an estimated 10,000 dead and displaced millions more." Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said it's a struggle between rivals Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Yemen was being used as a playground or a battleground, whatever you want to call it, for the hegemonic control over Middle East between Iran and Saudi Arabia. It had turned into more of a religious factional war than anything else.
The Shia Houthis are backed by forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh against the internationally recognized government of President Abu Mansur Hadi. The Houthis remain entrenched in most of northern Yemen. Several rounds of UN talks have failed to produce agreement. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame hailed his country's friendship with Israel Sunday during an address to the American Israel Public Affairs Committee Policy Conference in Washington.
For Rwanda and many other countries in Africa, engaging productively with Israel has opened new horizons. We look forward to doing even more together.
Mr. Kagame, the first African head of state to address the pro-Israel forum, he said the genocide both peoples experienced is a tragic shared history that brings the two countries closer together. This is VOA News.